Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Tenser back on the show. Ken is CEO of Spyworks, Inc., and a partner at formerly a partner at Nettlewoods, author of Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule, one of my favorites. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's our good friend Ken Tenser. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So what's you know, one of the things that that I tell my audience as often as I can is that whatever you need to be doing a year tomorrow, a week from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, it's not hard to know what that is. While you're strategizing and gaming and planning and scheming and you know, trying to imagine how can I sustain success? There's one place on planet Earth where you can go to find that information, and it's inside your customer's head. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know, I started rethinking about this about a month ago. I was actually, you know, I was giving a talk on innovation, and at the end of it, somebody said, what do you think the greatest innovation is that you brought into one of your businesses? And I thought back 25 years to when I started Nettlewoods, or bought into Nettlewoods. It was about 800 square feet at the time and a few thousand dollars in sales doing natural bath and body care products. And the first thing I did in joining wasn't to talk to the people who had, you know, just founded it. It was to go out and talk to the customers that they had approached and say, you know, one, why are you interested in dealing with this company, and two, why haven't you done it yet? And they said, well, one, we're interested because this thing, natural bath and body care, you know, 20, 25 years ago, it's new and it's different, and I think it'll go great on our shelves. We haven't engaged because we don't know how to buy it. We don't know how to market it. So I said, you know, let's create a company that helps develop the products and helps market the products and, you know, create almost that control brand or branded feel to what we do. And the client said, yeah, absolutely. Then we'll buy from you. And the rest is history. 6 years later, we were shipping about 10 million bottles.
And, wow.
You know, it was,
all because you got up off your backside and went outside your four walls.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you said I'm going to leave the 800 people. Square feet and go out into the into planet Earth.
Well, that was it, and it wasn't, you know, obviously the people who got that 800 square feet going, they recognized something, but I think it was just that bridge to figure out, you know, A, who are we going to sell to, and B,
right,
what kind of value is it that we're bringing to them, because that's why people write checks today.
You know, let me tell you a quick story on my little company. When I began my consulting company back in 89, I just gotten downsized for the second time in 18 months. You think that won't kick you in the teeth? And so I've been a good employee for 23 years. So 1 minute after I got the notice, I was in my home base where I was working for that company. 1 minute after I got that notice, I started my consulting company. Within 3 hours, I had a business card built for a consulting company, and I left my home office and went out into the marketplace. I started knocking on doors. I knew I wanted to be a consultant. I thought I was going to be good at it, but I didn't know what they needed me to do. And so what I did is I wandered around. I saw the CEOs of these little companies. It's almost weird how on the front left corner of all their desks was this little pile of projects. I could almost always find it in the same place. And I'd walk in there and I'd say, hey, I'm Jim. How you like me so far? And they say, what do you do? I said, I'm a consultant. And they said, well, what does that mean? And I said, what are those right there? This is after a couple of times, right? I said, what are those right there? They said, well, that's some stuff that I need to get done. I can't get done. And I said, I do those things.
I built
a company off of that.
Well, you built a company by recognizing, you know, the opportunity to scratch an itch.
That's right.
And that's what.
But it wasn't my itch. It wasn't my preconceived itch or scratch.
Right. Right. And that's what I think, you know, great intuitive entrepreneurs do. But again, they're great because they don't listen to themselves; they listen to the market. And then,
bingo. Folks, what Ken just said, that's going to be on the test. 20 Tail, right back. More to come. More wisdom from our good friend Ken Tinster, all the way from Canada. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.